Our next batch of news stories include carjackers who pulled a knife on a couple at a woodland beauty spot. But first, memorial books have been stolen from a crematorium.
Poignant messages penned to lost parents, children, husbands and wives in moments of grief over the last 50 years have been stolen from a crematorium. Two books of remembrance containing thousands of personal messages and illustrations from as far back as the 1960s, inscribed by a calligrapher as a permanent memorial, have been taken from Earlham Crematorium in Norwich. The callous act in a place where many pay respects every day is likely to distress families around the country who chose to honour their loved ones in a heartfelt message. Police in Norwich believe that offenders smashed a glass cabinet housing the books with a rock before pushing it on its front. They also took seven ornaments from graves, but these were later found in a bag. A spokesman for Dignity, which runs the crematorium, says its team was shocked by what had happened, but if that the books were not recovered, they would be replaced at no cost to the families. We are unaware of a similar incident ever happening at any of the other 300 crematoria in the UK. The treasured books had been on display in the Book of Remembrance room on site, which has now been temporarily closed.
A scheme where dogs are used in Norwich Prison to help rehabilitate prisoners has proved such a success that what started as a 12-week pilot project has now been running for a year. The project was started after a chance meeting between Norfolk Police and Crime Commissioner Lorne Green and Michelle Neave, founder of Norwich Best for Pets. Mr. Green, himself a dog lover, had spoken with the prison about whether dogs, which have been used in places like hospices to help those in need, could be used to help rehabilitate offenders by giving them something positive to focus on. Ms. Neave said, "An aspiration of the Police and Crime Commissioner has been made a reality, and Norwich Best for Pets have established an exemplary and sustainable project. In this first year, 17 prisoners have participated in the Rescue Rehab Programme, five of these gaining a level of confidence and proficiency to lead a training session. And 15 rescued dogs have received socialisation and intensive training at the prison, leading to 13 of these dogs being rehomed. It addresses prisoner mental health welfare and well-being issues, together with enhancing education and personal development opportunities that may lead to a reduction in re-offending."
A school which let its head and two teachers go on the last day of term has told parents there will be no disruption to the education of pupils. At the end of December, Heartsease Primary Academy in Norwich told head teacher James Julian and two other teachers that their contracts would not be renewed. At the time, the Heart Education Trust, which runs the school, would only say that personnel matters were confidential and no information was given on whether replacements were in place. But in a letter to parents and carers, Christina Kennan, chief executive of the trust, confirmed an interim head teacher had been appointed and no disruption to the education of our pupils will occur. She said it was unfortunate, the board of directors' decision not to renew the three contracts, which were at the end of a six-month probation period, was so close to the end of term, but that to avoid causing families anxiety over the Christmas break, the school had planned to tell parents before the new year term.
Will this be the year when work finally begins on a number of stalled Norwich schemes where several hundred new homes are planned? Changes have been made to an application to revamp Norwich's Anglia Square, which includes 1,350 new homes. But there are a number of other developments in the pipeline around the city. One of the biggest is the Deal Ground near Trouse, which was given outline permission for up to 670 homes way back in 2013. Work has yet to start on the £110 million scheme, and Norwich City Council has sought a £10 million government boost to kickstart the project. Permission is being sought to build just over 150 homes, along with offices, an art gallery, hotel and restaurant at the St Mary's Works site off Duke Street. Just up the road, work has yet to start on Duke's Wharf, the former Eastern Electricity Board site, which has been vacant except for use as a car park since 1999. But there are sites where work is happening, including at Beaufort Threescore, where 172 homes are being built, and a Greyhound opening where more than 100 homes are taking shape.
Norfolk police are investigating an armed carjacking at a Woodland Beauty spot. Two suspects reportedly pulled a knife on a young couple close to Fritton Woods, also known as Waveney Forest. They were told to get out of the car, and the suspects then drove off in the man's black Vauxhall Astra, leaving him shocked. The man has appealed on social media for the return of the car, telling his followers, "A man decided to put a knife to my throat and take my car with everything in. Please keep an eye out for my car, although I'm sure it's long gone." A police spokesman said it was believed the suspects were also responsible for a burglary in New Road, which leads to the woods, just before the carjacking, when electrical items were stolen from a house.
And now we have Chris Gorham and Rob Butler with their Chatterbox, or is that Chatterball, roundup.